applesauce.
No, no. I'm kidding. It says applause. Ray, do me a favor. Could you flick that once? All right. Now, remember, you're all a big part of the show, so the better you are, the better Larry is. Okay, now you see this gentleman? Now he's giving me this sign, and it says, we're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go.
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Live on tape from Hollywood, The Larry Sanders Show. Tonight, join Larry and his guests, Reed Williams, Helen Gurley Brown, and Paula Poundstone, and me, hey now, Hank Kingsley. And now, because he's so pumped up with adrenaline, it would be a shame to waste it, Larry Sanders!
Two big events coming up. Two huge political events. November 3rd, of course, is the election. November 4th is the day Jerry Brown may drop out. Perot dropped out, of course, because they wouldn't put a supercuts in the White House. Are these jokes to you, Hank?
That's not like that. Not bad, Jerry, considering everything he wrote is dying. What about my favorite joke? You mean your only joke?
Yeah.
It's dying.
It's a fine show. Not a best of, but a fine, fine show.
The monologue was awful.
A piece of shit, but you're hilarious when you're bothered.
Well, I've been getting a lot of practice lately. What the hell's wrong with Jerry?
He's a great head writer, but everybody goes through a slump from time to time. Everybody but you, of course.
Oh, shit.
Great show, Mr. Sanders.
Oh, thank you, man.
Kyle, thanks. Kyle.
Thank you again, Kyle. Who the hell is that?
Kyle.
No, I assume, but who the hell is he?
Kyle? He's been our associate director for 3 months.
3 months? We should find out if he has any head writing experience.
I'll check.
Yeah. Good evening, gentlemen. We're going to be late.
What's with those two?
Peas in a pod.
Lesbians?
No, just friends. Close friends.
Since when?
Ever since they were in that car accident 4 years ago. I mean, one of them can't get to a metal detector.
Which one?
Which one do you think?
How would I know which one? I don't even know who Kyle is.
Oh, Larry, don't worry about Kyle or who's full of metal or who isn't. Just concern yourself with the weightier issue. Suzanne Summers tomorrow. Do you want her to bring the Thigh Master?
My point is, I'm completely out of touch with everything. I don't know what's going on anymore. I don't want to be one of those guys who ends up isolated in some ivory tower. Mm-hmm. What are all these?
Bills.
Can I help?
No.
Well, what is this one here?
$1,500 to Aero Mexico.
Oh, really? Are we going to Mexico?
No. Our cleaning lady's mother died, and so I lent her the money to send the body back to Honduras.
Couldn't get a super saver? What is this one?
That's for a new garbage disposal.
Did we have trouble with the old garbage disposal?
Yes.
Was it just clogging up when you put the food down? It wouldn't grind? Gee, I'd really like to know about this stuff. I'll get a little more involved.
Honey, why don't you try out the new chair?
Is this a new chair?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Honey, you know your show's on. Why don't you turn on the
TV? Yeah, I'm waiting for the monologue to be done with. I can't watch it again for the second time. Too much pain.
Uh-huh.
My head writer's not doing his job.
Well, what's Jerry's problem?
I don't know. He's probably going through some emotional crisis or something. I'm the head writer.
Tell me again.
I'm the head writer. Mm.
Tell me again.
I'm the head writer.
Mm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is very cold.
I know.
This
I'm
can't
sorry.
Possibly be number 7 for 45 seconds.
I know, Larry, but I got distracted for a moment.
By what?
Oh, forget it. It's not.
No, Beverly, Beverly. I really want to know. What could be more important than my burrito?
Well, you're my boss, right?
Yes.
I mean, so technically, I have no choice but to tell you.
You mean legally?
Yeah. Larry, I just saw Jerry and Sally having sex.
Who's Sally?
The new runner. I mean, right here in this building, on your set, right in back of your desk.
Jesus Christ. Was my mug out there? Because in this day and age, you can't...
You know what? They've been doing this for 2 weeks now.
Why didn't I know about this?
Well, it's office gossip. You're above that sort of stuff.
I am not above that sort of stuff. I'm right at that level. If you want to know the truth, tell me everything.
How graphic do you want it?
Use your judgment. Just steer clear of the phrase Jerry's penis when I'm biting into this cold burrito.
Hey, boss, you got a minute?
Yeah. Come on in. And then you come right back.
Okay, I'll go rinse out your mug, get you
some
fresh coffee.
Right back.
Okay.
What is it, Phil?
I just wanted to drop off these jokes. Hope I'm not going over anybody's head on this, but I wanted you to get these.
Okay.
On time.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Good. This shows initiative, Phil. Good job.
Well, kind of had to, because my supervisor, if you will, wasn't around, so I did these without any of his input. It's just something I felt I had to do.
Right.
On my own.
Right. I understand. Thanks.
Okay.
You know I'm talking about Jerry, right? He's really fucking up.
Now, all I'm asking for is a little floor monitor right to the side here so that I could maybe better follow all the action on the show.
But you're on the show.
I know. It's just, well, sometimes, you know, I have trouble following.
Well, we'll just give you a hot dog and a beer, and you can sit there and watch it on a little TV like those guys do at a ball game.
No, I don't want to eat anything. Now, look, last week Charlton Heston leaned forward, and I couldn't see Larry's eyes.
No.
His eyes, they're my guidepost. I can't see his eyes. I can't tell if he needs me. All I could see was Mr. Heston's rug and a little bit of the back of Larry's jacket. That's a tragedy.
Well, you didn't appear hampered. You did a wonderful job. One of your better efforts, in fact.
Well, thank you. You know what they say, in the face of adversity.
Marty, can I talk to you a second?
Hey, Marty. Yeah.
What's he want, the dog?
So, what's up?
It's about Jerry and Sally.
Fucking, I know.
I knew you knew, but do you know where?
Behind your desk. That's new carpeting, that little prick. I'm going to talk to
him. Listen, I want to talk to him, Marty. I've been thinking I'm not involved on a day-to-day basis enough with the stuff in the show.
Larry, most of the people in the office are only there to keep that day-to-day bullshit out of your hair. You're not going to enjoy this. For me, it's a perk. Kicking ass in the morning is better than cappuccino.
No, and I appreciate that, Artie. But I want to be connected. I want to be part of the loop.
It's taken us 8 years to totally disconnect you the way you always wanted to be. So keep this in mind. If I connect you, you will be connected.
Fine. Then connect me.
Fine. Connected you will be.
Good. Hey, Artie?
Yeah.
Do you ever notice that we get caught up in a certain kind of thought process?
Thought process?
Yeah, thought process.
What thought process?
Like the thought process we're involved in right now. I think we should try and catch it, put a stop to it.
Fine, and stop it we shall do.
Good.
I don't know what's wrong with me, man. I'm really beat.
Listen, why don't you just lay down? Take a little nap.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Wow, I can feel the magic in here. Can I talk to Jerry alone for a minute?
Oh, yeah, sure. Come on, guys. Let's get out of here.
How's it going, Jerry?
Fine.
You know, you're not fooling anybody. I mean, I know what's going on between you and Sally.
Who told you?
What do you mean, who told me? You were humping behind my desk. We're all talking about it. Jeez. Pretty inappropriate behavior, don't you think?
Yeah.
Look, you have a big future ahead of you. Don't risk it over some woman that you don't really...
Here are your pins, Jerry. I'm going to the kitchen. You want some soup?
Yeah, chicken noodles. Good.
Mr. Sanders, would you like some chicken noodle soup?
Sure, that sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Sally?
Sally.
She's cute. Way to go. I've been around. I once had a relationship with a girl when I was working as a writer on Norm Crosby's Comedy Shop.
Yeah?
I was having a thing with one of the secretaries.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Norm pulled me aside. He says, hey, I heard you're having one of those inner orifice relationships with one of the girls in the sterno pool.
So did he fire you?
I quit. I can't write that malaprop shit.
What happened?
I said, this job is a pain in the bath. And I got out of there. All right, so I can write it.
Yeah.
Anyway, get it together. Come on.
I will.
All right?
Yeah, thanks.
How'd the talk go?
Fine.
It's not too late to take you out of the loop.
I said it went fine.
You enjoy being connected?
Interesting. Yes. Jeez.
And the newsletter's just about ready to go out. All I need now is the Hank's Thoughts column.
Okay. Oh, right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Thoughts. It's October, and we all know what that means. If Princess Di were here, I'd tell her, hang in there. Kill for a dreamsicle right now. Now, maybe it's me, but I think Sharon Gless should be on TV every night. If I had my druthers, there would be no more world hunger. What do you think?
A couple more.
I sure do miss the cowsills. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy. Jesus. I think that's Jerry and Sally fucking in the parking lot. Wow! I am telling you, nothing beats that missionary position.
I think I have enough, Hank.
Yeah, hurry up and put it in the computer and get it out to the fans.
I might just do a little editing.
No. We never edit Hank's thoughts.
Why?
Hey, Hank.
Oh, excuse us. Come here.
Listen.
Come here.
Don't make me look at your car again. What? Jesus, I just talked to him.
Yeah, get a load of that. God, that little rat bastard. I thought you had a talk with him.
I did.
Hell of a lot of good it did. If he bangs her any harder, the airbags are going to inflate. Hey, now. Hey, you little shit! Enjoy yourself, because you're going to be fired! Look, it didn't even faze him. Mr. Connected, are you going to do the firing?
You bet.
I thought I had a hairy ass.
Not that I haven't done it in a car, in a parking lot. But Jesus Christ, I can't help it.
My old girlfriend dumped me and I felt like shit. Suddenly this girl comes around and says I remind her of her teddy bear. What am I supposed to do? You saw her? Larry, the last thing in the world I want to do is let you down. Anything that you do to me, I deserve it. I'm worthless as a writer and as a man. I need help. I'm addicted and I need a program.
Hey, excuse me, Larry.
Phil.
Here's some extra stuff for tonight's monologue.
Great.
Hey, Jerry. What's the matter? You got a cold? Anyway, there's some generics and a couple of political things. In fact, I think I've cracked that Ross Perot sketch.
Right.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Thank you, Phil.
Okay. Right. Take care of yourself, bye.
Kiss ass.
Excuse me, were you talking to me or were you talking to yourself?
I was actually talking to you. The only reason you're able to write so much is because you never get laid.
Oh, please.
Yeah, well, at least I'm not porking the runners. Come on. Hey, there's breakable stuff in here. Plaques, so forth.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good.
Please?
I'm going.
Okay.
Hope you like the jokes.
Jenna Phyllis wants to do the show by herself.
Fine, Booker. What else?
Sean Young. Got it.
What else?
My boyfriend.
Is he on the show?
No. It's just what? That, you know how you said now we could discuss things with you other than business?
Yeah, absolutely.
Forget it. It's
come
stupid.
On.
It's, no. It's, I forget it.
I'm okay, because here
I
am.
Thank you. I know.
All the stress is dissolving. Picture yourself by a lake in Connecticut, and the only sounds you hear are that of birds and lapping water.
Larry?
Paula? What's on your mind?
Oh, God, what isn't on my mind? Do you mind if I just start at the beginning and then we'll just work from there?
This is so wrong. If he catches us, he's going to kill us. Mm-hmm. He's going to fire me.
Mm. Are you really the head writer?
You know I am. Mm. 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 We can't do this. Mm. I got to be strong. I'm going to go watch the show.
Okay. I'm not quite sure whether I really like him or I'm just using him to, like, give me the attention that I need because I felt so lonely after Radu right. and all that bullshit. Or if I
Paula,
just...
you know, I have a show to do, okay? But here's a little advice. What I would do is, sounds to me like Eddie. With Eddie, you got a lot of boyfriends at once. So I would stay with him, okay? Number two, I'd buy the car. I think it's over your price range, but you'll feel good about yourself. Number three... put your mother in a nursing home. Don't even give it a second thought. Now, you don't do many talk shows. Why is that?
Well, because, on a movie, you've got a couple of months to work on an idea that you're going to express. Right. But here on a talk show, you've got to get that same idea across in 3.5 minutes. And in 3.5 minutes...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Peter. We have to take a commercial break. Can you hold that thought? Good. Okay, we'll be right back with Peter Falk.
Don't ask me back on this fucking show again.
What's that?
I said don't ask me back on this fucking show again.
This is delightful. Just delightful.
I know this guy, your producer. He's bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah, delightful? Delightful, my ass.
Larry, I'm sorry you had to have this son of a bitch on the show.
All right, you want to go? You want to go right now? Let's go, right here, right now.
You guys, I love this son of a bitch.
You guys are something. You guys
look at
are wild.
This.
What's going on up there?
Up where?
There, on the stairwell.
That's our head writer making out with his girlfriend.
I'm sorry, you had to see this, Peter.
Yeah, what you must think of us.
Well, it's nothing I haven't seen before. Not in a room full of 250 people.
Back in five.
I want to see those two in my office after the show. Back with Peter Falk. Now, this kidnapping episode you did on Columbo, now that was a departure for you, wasn't it?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The kidnapping episode on Columbo that you did, that was... I'm in the middle of a Peter Falk interview, and we have to look up and see you doing that.
What are you thinking? Sally and I are very much in love.
Oh,
no. And we are spontaneous people. But hold on. How often in life do you find someone
Mr.
that...
Sanders,
no.
Can I say something?
Please.
I've accepted a position on Saturday Night Live as a talent coordinator.
What?
I'll be leaving for New York on Tuesday.
When were you planning on telling me?
I don't know. I didn't know when to tell you.
Oh, this is a good time.
What?
I don't think you ever were going to tell me.
I was going to tell you.
Oh, really?
Jerry. Yes, I was.
Were you really going to tell me?
All right. Anytime is a good time for open and honest communication. This is a good start.
I can't believe this. I put everything...
Hold on a second.
I put everything on the line
Jerry,
for you.
Wait a second. What did you think this was? We had a great time, but this is another great opportunity for me.
in New York.
Okay, good. You'll have a little time to get away from each other, test the relationship, and this is very positive.
Yes, besides that, this gives me a chance to be with my boyfriend again.
You have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do. He's a writer on the Letterman show.
That is wrong on so many levels. Now I don't know where to start.
Hey, Larry. Got a minute for a couple sketch ideas?
Still not now, please.
They may be kind of rough. Sort of pitching in the dark because I haven't had much direction.
Oh, you son of a what?
What? Son of a what?
Son of a bitch!
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Taking a little nookie break?
Oh, good.
Thank you.
You've been riding my ass.
Hello?
What are you kidding me? I've been saving your ass.
Saving my ass?
I have a...
My ass? Jesus, why don't you go get a job on the Byron Allen show?
Oh. Bump it down 3 points. Keep going. Okay, that's it. Take 5.
Excuse me. Sorry. Artie, you got to disconnect me.
You couldn't fire Johnny Big Balls?
No, it's a lot more than that, Artie. Listen, these people, they're like leeches. I'm telling you, they sense a life force, and they just suck the energy out of you, Artie. I can't go through this kind of thing. You got to help me.
I warned you, didn't I? It's harder to disconnect than it is to connect.
I just want out of the loop. This is a bad, evil loop, Artie. Get me out, please. Artie, don't do this.
What about the girl?
The girl took care of herself. I mean, you're not going to believe this. She got a job.
Saturday Night Live, talent coordinator. Lorne Michaels and I go way back to when he was trying to get his green card. We're like that.
Son of a bitch. Thank you, Artie.
It's all right. Listen, I told Paula not to put her mother in the nursing home.
Well, see, that's where you and I really disagree now, okay, all right?
She's 53, fit as a fiddle.
I did not know that.
Guys, excuse me, have you seen that, Darlene?
What's the matter?
Well, nothing, that's just a little newsletter.
I saw Darlene. She was FedExing a whole stack of these things.
Shit.